Continuing our talks this morning, this now with the Coffeyville Recreation Center Program Supervisor, Shelley Stanley. Sam Speck, back to have you. Happy to have you with us here on this Thursday morning on KGGF. Shelley, happy to have you here with us in studio as well.
Yes, thank you.
All right. So always a huge long list of items at the Coffeyville Recreation Center that's going on. Last month, I think we checked in with Christine Lay. And speaking upon a lot of good events, and it looks like it's slowing down just a tad, but you guys still have quite a bit to get to as well. So anything this week, or we just kind of mapping out the next few months?
Well, we're just kind of getting started into basketball.
Oh, that's right.
We'll start our first and second grade, third and fourth grade, but we still have registrations going for 4-year-olds to kindergarten and fifth and sixth graders. So that'll be going until November 30th. We also are doing a basketball clinic. We're teaming with the Magic coach, Ronnie Davis, and he's going to host the basketball clinic for us for 4th, 5th, and 6th grade boys and girls. So he's taken 40 participants. So I think we probably have less than 10 spots open right now. So
wow, that's pretty good. Now, is that happening at the gym, at the rec center?
We will actually do it at the community elementary center. Per request of Ronnie, he also has his magic basketball practice at the same facility. So he's helping us out. So kind of accommodate him a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you said you had 10 spots left. Any ways to get involved? Did you just call you guys, or
I just have to come into the recreation center and fill out a consent waiver, and then we'll get you on the list.
Awesome. Yeah, get on the list quick too, because it looks like those spots are filling up. So when does that take place?
The first date will be November 4th. It's once a week for 4 weeks. So November 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th.
Nice. Is it a cost kind of deal, or is it all free?
All free.
Awesome. Very neat. Okay. Well, that's coming up. And then, yeah, just take those courses, learn a couple of things, and meet a few new people as well. You said 40, I think you said that he's taken?
Yes.
All right. So very cool. 40 with that. So we got a basketball thing. Lots of basketball coming up as well for the kiddos. I'm sure there's some summer sports, or not really even summer, some fall sports that might be even wrapping up or starting to turn into winter time. Anything around those? I'm sure registration for winter sports or fall sports might be either winding down or coming up.
We just finished up our 5th and 6th grade football last night in Independence. Unfortunately, we failed at Indy.
Bummer.
I know it. Maybe next year. But we are doing tumbling also. So we're doing tiny tot tumbling, 2 to 4 year olds, beginning tumbling, 5 to 12 year olds, intermediate tumbling, 5 to 12 year olds. So registration deadline for that is November 5th. They don't take a whole lot of participants there either. Mm-hmm. So if you can get in and get signed up for that, those kiddos have a lot of fun in there.
Yeah. Now with the tumbling, is there any restrictions like age, cost? I mean, any kind of thing like that, or is it just kind of?
They do have the age, but they do have kind of what the skills are going to be taught, such as cartwheels or handsprings, stuff of that sort. So
they kind of organize it in that manner.
Right.
So. All right. Very cool. So some tumbling coming up. That's very neat. Anything besides the tumbling there that we got? I'm sure it looks like you got a big old packet over there.
So. I do.
plenty of things.
Mother Son Ball is a big thing coming up November 17th.
That'll be cool.
So not as big as Daddy Daughter, but we'd like to get it as big as Daddy Daughter. So mothers, bring your sons out and come see us dance the night away.
You know, and I like that too, because there's always a Daddy Daughter event, and everyone's always like, oh, there's not a mother son type of deal, but here you go. Here you go. So, when was that taking place?
It'll be November 17th.
November 17th. And is that the rec center as well?
Yes.
All right. So taking place at the rec center there. Yeah, no, it's, I don't know what it is. The Daddy Daughter, definitely the most popular.
Mm-hmm.
But you always got to appreciate places that do it. And most places do it, but they, people don't have that information. So that's coming up here soon. Do you guys do a Daddy Daughter as well? That's probably at a different part of the year.
We do. We do it later in the spring.
In the springtime. Okay. Yeah, separated by that. So Daddy Daughter coming, or Mother Son coming up here very shortly, and then Daddy Daughter in the springtime. So that's neat. Is it just kind of, do you have to sign yourself up? Do you need to register in order to get yourself a spot, or is there?
Come in and see Jamie. I get registered by November 14th. Get your tickets. Tickets are $6 per person for in-district and $8 per person for out-of-district.
Gotcha. And that would be 445, correct?
Correct.
USD 445 district there. Very cool. Very cool. So very affordable, very fun that would be, and a good connection moment for a mother and a son as well. So just some fun times to go on out there, and I'm sure you guys will probably have food and things to enjoy.
Jamie does a great job.
Oh, yeah. Always got to provide the concessions, just a little bit at least, always. So very cool. That's coming up. It's still things in November, and we're kind of looking down on the line for your next item.
We are having dedications. We're dedicating our the recreation building to, it'll be the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center. That dedication will be November 2nd at 10 o'clock in the morning. We're also dedicating the concession stand at the Lions Club Little League Park to Donna Starnes. So that'll be the Donna Starnes concession stand. And we'll do that dedication November 8th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, obviously, getting it dedicated to you, there has to be some preliminary things to happen. What were they heavily involved with the rec center? Did they make a donation, or what were they?
They both have given many, many years of service to the rec center. Nice. 26, 27 years.
That's definitely worth a dedication, in my opinion.
Right.
I mean, whether it's money, whether it's something, or especially time, you definitely deserve some dedication towards that. So very neat, very neat. Then one of them's coming up here very shortly, and then the other one just about a week later. So cool, cool. That is that's very neat, and I'm sure probably those names as well are very well known around these parts. I am not. I am first year here, so those names kind of did fly over. But that's cool that they were a long time working with the rec center there. So, well, what's next on the agenda?
Well, of course, as always, we have our rentals. So, you know, if you have a birthday party, a reunion, baby shower, anything like that, Christine can take care of you. Just give her a call, and she can get you scheduled in one of our rooms or the gym or the whole building, whichever you prefer. We also have our open gyms. They're Monday through Thursday, 1 to 3. Anybody can come in and play during that time. There's no age limit, really. Obviously, kids are in school at that time, but during breaks and in the summer, we do have a lot of the younger group in. Our batting cages, it's getting a little bit chilly out, but
it is.
They're still open. Weather permitting, they'll stay open until about the beginning of December. Hopefully, the weather will hold off that long for us. So,
yeah, crossing the fingers. And I'll tell you what, as we inch closer to those colder temperatures, holding a metal bat and getting a bad pitch is it's not a fun time.
It'll
sting your wrists a little bit
that
there.
It will.
So, is there an official close date, or is it just kind of pending the weather?
I think it's just pending the weather.
Okay, just kind of waiting on that as well. So, yeah, very cool. I've always been interested. Now, just kind of take me along. I'm sure there's a different price range, but how many rooms do you guys have that are available for rentals, or is there just one specific that you normally do, and then you kind of go up the ranks and add the gym and then the whole building or whatever it may be? Just kind of what how many rooms, or what's the availability of rentals?
We have an arts and crafts room. It's just kind of a space.
Basic space, yeah.
But if you're looking for something with the kitchen off of it, we have our meeting room or the gym that you can use with the kitchen and all if you want the whole building. You get those three. You get the two rooms and then the
if you need it. I mean the gym would be like a good conference meeting area, whatever it may be, and then if you need an office, the arts and crafts, and then the kitchen for food or whatever it may be, kind of. Yeah, so kind of an open area to put whatever it may be. So again, speaking with Shelley Stanley this morning with the Coffeyville Recreation Commission, as rentals are always available over there. What is a good number to get a hold of them for those rentals?
251-5910, extension 12.
Extension 12. Very cool. Very cool. All right. Any other notes from you?
I think that's about all.
All right. Well, again, checking in with the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. They always have a lot of fun things going on. I'm sure do you guys have a website, Facebook, or things that people can get a full schedule of these?
We have a full list of activities on our website, coffeyvillerec.com. We're always posting it on our Facebook page as well. So
very neat, very neat. And what's that number one more time before we hit the break?
251-5910.
All right. Again, Shelley Stanley with us this morning. Shelley, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.